I may have brought this topic up before, but I feel that it's important to me because since COVID-19 has hit, more and more people are having anxiety, depression, and suicide. It was a problem before the pandemic, but it wasn't as bad. It's reached new heights since the pandemic, and I've been through depression and suicide and ending up in the hospital. I've been twice, and I learned a lot of good things from the second hospitalization, and the one thing that I know is that God will get us through it. And we just have to have faith, and we can't lose faith. And remember to take it seriously when somebody says, I'm going to kill myself or I'm going to hurt myself. Because if you don't take it seriously and they do it, then because you didn't believe them or you didn't take it seriously, then you have guilt on you too, and that's no better. And you know, if it wasn't for Pastor Larry, when I was hospitalized in 2018, he came twice to see me, and I know he always prayed for me every day. I knew when he was praying because I could sense it. And I think that the biggest lesson that God has taught me is He's taught me this lesson that I'm going to teach you, is that, and that you need to be more faithful, and work on listening to God, to the still small voice, and do what God wants you to do and not what you want to do. And I guess I'll end with a prayer. Heavenly Father, we lay our prayer requests at your feet, and I pray that my short Sunday school lesson, although it was, I hope that it gives everyone information, and it also was an inspiration, and keep us all safe throughout the week. Amen.
I always believe in waking up in the morning and either have a positive attitude or a negative attitude. And with everything that's been going on in my life lately, I have to wake up with a positive attitude, and it does help with depression. And if you can't wake up to that, then you're missing out on the simple things in life.
Amen.
And I will always look at the simple things. It could even be rain, which I hate, because I'm tired of it. But it does feel to make the weather cool down and whatever. And I'm thankful for the rain. It probably the grass needed it, but I didn't want it.
Yeah.
It just seems called mowing right now. But it's been a good app. Just to have a positive attitude helps life get to move on with life. I know my grandkids and stuff are having their own issues. But my both grandboys are tall. I can go a lot there.
Yeah.
They're taller than me. I gotta look up to them. But I just tell them, you got it made. Make up with a positive attitude and don't worry about what other people think of you. Because if you're doing something wrong, you'll go inside to correct it. And move forward on that.
Amen. One of the things too that I am learning, because I've struggled with it off and on, although I wouldn't have said so when I was younger, I wouldn't have called it that, but if I look back on it now, I can see that that's what it was. But I think one of the best things that we can do when we're struggling with that is to focus on somebody else. And I don't mean just think, oh, well, you know, because, you know, people will say, well, you know, you're better off than so-and-so. And, well, that's all fine. But going a step beyond that and saying, okay, what can I do? What can I do for somebody else? And you know, how can I really make a difference for them? Then you're not thinking about yourself all the time. Because I can tell you for sure, I can tell you one thing for sure. If you're thinking about yourself, you're going to get depressed. But when you're thinking about somebody else, you don't have time for that. And you'll end up feeling better about yourself because you did something positive. But that's...
One thing to remember is whatever God wants for you is going to be better. And if you get into the Bible, which I don't do as much as I need to, but you, when you want to think like God does, and things will come out a lot better if we just try to do what God wants us to.
But you're... Yep. But one thing that's good that Brenda does is she's in a small group session. How did you find out about that? Somebody that you work with got you into that small group session with the other women?
That ain't no small group. Well, it's a Bible study group, but then they do break off into small groups.
Yeah.
And I'm still with the same group the last couple of years, but when they start up again, they'll have a big group.
But one good thing about it is, I was going to say, you have an accountability with a group of people.
Yeah.
that helps you. I mean, you're not struggling through something like that on your own. You've got other people that you can turn to, and that won't turn their back on you. I guess you could say they'll pray for you and
yeah,
work you out of it. And that's what you have to do. You have to understand that. We're social creatures. God expects us to be with each other and pray for each other and things like that at a time like that when you need it. All right. This afternoon, our three hymns. I just